Joining us this morning from the Audrain County Health Department, CEO Craig Brayson. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you here. I'll have you reach that microphone a little bit closer to you, if you will. We wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of things that are going to be going on at the health department. First off, there's going to be a cancer screening clinic, as I understand it, and you're partnering with the University of Missouri, correct?
That's right. We are partnering with University of Missouri Ellis Fischel Cancer Center to launch a comprehensive cancer screening program that will be at Audrain County Health Department, and it will be on the first Fridays of every month. So our first screening, our clinic, will be Friday, March 1st. And I have to say, Matt, that you've heard me talk about our 3P mission for public health, which is prevent, promote, and protect. And prevent disease and illness, this is where this early cancer detection program fits within our 3P mission. And the Board of Health, several months ago, wanted to expand beyond what we offer to residents in terms of cancer screening. Right now, we have Ellis Fischel coming over with their mobile mammography unit, and we've been screening literally hundreds of women over the past 2 or 3 years. And that has saved lives for sure. And we see this as an extension of what we can offer to the community. So the board asked me to reach out to Ellis Fischel, the cancer center, and see if they would offer a cancer screening program. Very similar to that cancer screening program that Dr. Ned Rhodes launched back in the 1980s at Audrain Medical Center. And if you're over 50 years old, you probably remember that program. And Dr. Rhodes received national recognition around this early cancer detection program. And we are proud to be able to continue his legacy and the legacy that he established in the community by offering this comprehensive cancer screening program.
If people are interested in doing that, should they have insurance to get the cancer screening, or how does all of that work?
You don't have to have insurance. In fact, we're finding that insurance, unfortunately, is not paying for asymptomatic, preventive type of screening. But with that said, we're doing everything we can to keep the costs down. And it will be a fee-for-service program, so it'll be a cash pay program. However, I can tell you that we've had a couple of local foundations that have helped to underwrite this program, as well as Audrain Medical Center, and the funding that we already receive from residents and taxpayers, we're able to offer this comprehensive cancer screening program for $89.
Wow.
And let me tell you what's included, though, for that $89. It's going to include a health risk appraisal. It will include a core lab test. That includes a lipid panel, a blood glucose panel, an A1C, a PSA for men. It also will include a colorectal cancer screening kit, and our nurse practitioner will go over that with our patient. It's going to include our in-body body composition analysis. It will include a breast examination. It also will include a full body head-to-toe skin examination, and then any recommendations on risk factors, cancer risk factors, and additional screenings that might need to be scheduled. And so all of that for $89, and it's the screening is being provided by a nurse practitioner with Ellis Fischel Cancer Screening.
Very nice. People want more information on that, reach out to the health department?
They just have to reach out to the health department, call our health department, ask for Carrie, and Carrie will take care of scheduling them and getting them in. We still have a few spots open for that Friday, March 1st date, so I'd encourage folks to call. I also want to mention too, Matt, that if an individual cannot afford to pay for the $89 screening, that's okay. We have scholarships available for those that may be experiencing hardship. We're not going to turn anyone away. So that is available. Don't let the $89 stop you from calling, because you can visit with Carrie and we'll make sure that you get screened.
Very nice. One other thing we wanted to kind of touch on briefly here is that there's going to be a farm safety lunch and learn event that's going to be coming up. Tell us about that, if
right.
you will.
Yeah, during Ag Week, mm-hmm. which is the week of March 20th, we are hosting on Wednesday, March 20th, a health and safety lunch and learn at the 4-H Center. At no cost, free, lunch and learn. Mike Deering, who's our executive vice president for the Cattlemen's Association, is our keynote speaker. We also have Dr. Josh Steele, who is from MU Emergency Medicine Department. And then we have our own very own Darla Eggers, who is going to be speaking. And she's with Seidenstricker Genetics, as well as a Board of Health member. And we'll have some additional information and booths available. So we're encouraging folks to register to attend March 20th, Lunch and Learn. And all they have to do is just simply call, again, the health department, ask for Jenny, and Jenny will get them signed up.
All right. It sounds like you guys have a lot of things going on. We'll have to have you back in here again soon, and we'll talk about some more events.
My pleasure, Matt.